feel the heat coming down. I go to put my arms around you. Give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Let out one of your board sighs.
Amanda Jayatissa grew up in Sri Lanka, attended college in California, and lived in the UK before moving back to Sri Lanka. She works as a corporate trainer, owns a chain of cookie stores, and is a proud dog mom to her two spoiled huskies. And she's written one heck of a dark and suspenseful thriller. It's her debut novel. It's called My Sweet Girl. Ever since she was adopted from a Sri Lankan orphanage, Paloma has had the best of everything. But her darkest secrets from the past catch up to her, setting off a terrifying chain of events. Here's our interview with writer Amanda Jayatissa. Going down, 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 down. Going down, 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 down. We meet Paloma, the main character of My Sweet Girl, in the present day. She comes home from trying to secure money to pay off her roommate, who incidentally was trying to blackmail her. She comes home and finds him dead, murdered apparently, and this sets off a chain of dark and mysterious events. One might describe her as an unreliable, but also sympathetic narrator. What has life been like for Paloma?
Life has been very, very complex for Paloma, certainly. She grew up in Sri Lanka, in a Sri Lankan orphanage, where one of her goals, sort of, apart from being an actress, as she used to daydream as a child, was to be adopted, which she was by a wealthy American family from the Bay Area. But despite being given everything that she could desire on paper, Paloma did grow up with a sense of feeling somewhat alienated from her surroundings, or just like she didn't belong, like she couldn't fit in. As a result of that, she has grown into someone who is quite abrasive, a little salty. You know, she's got some colorful thoughts going on in her mind. But at the same time, she's very much aware of her place in society and the image that she needs to portray to be accepted by those around her. So in some sense, you could say that she's wearing this mask or a costume of what she is expected to look like, whereas us, the readers, get, you know, front row seats to what's going on in her mind. And that is a very huge contrast from who she appears to be.
There are some pretty dark themes in this story. We mentioned murder already, but we also see themes of alcoholism and mental instability. Do you consider yourself a dark person? What draws you into exploring these issues as a writer?
It's really hilarious that you should ask, because I don't necessarily consider myself to be all that dark a person. I mean, if anyone were to meet me in real life, you know, I don't give off those vibes, you know. I'm usually like laughing a lot, and I like to think of myself as a pretty happy, happy-go-lucky kind of person. But I've always been really drawn to these books with a lot of dark themes to them. I think from the time I was very young, I mean, Roald Dahl's Witches was one of my books that I absolutely adored as a child. And as I got older, obviously, I read a lot of Stephen King, Shirley Jackson, and books like that with these darker themes and darker voices. So I'm naturally gravitated towards books of that nature and have always enjoyed them. And I've also enjoyed books with certain murder elements or mystery elements. And as you get older, the mystery stops being, you know, like the mystery of a missing cat or a missing necklace, and it starts becoming more like, oh, the mystery of who killed who. So that's been that interesting sort of transition. But I mean, to answer your question, no, I don't think I'm particularly dark. I just like to consume a lot of dark things, which is very strange, I know, but
I think we all get a bit of a thrill from dark stuff like that. So I think that's totally relatable. So do you think that you're kind of hooked on mystery thrillers now as far as moving forward and writing new books?
Definitely hooked on suspense and thrillers and female characters who are nuanced. Let's leave it at that. I really like to question, I think, the expectations that we have thrust upon us as women, and kind of try to navigate sometimes even my own sense of kind of try to come to terms with a lot of it through my writing.
We're talking with writer Amanda Jayatissa here on What We're Reading. Amanda is the author of the new suspenseful thriller, My Sweet Girl.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be?
So I couldn't help but notice that the song Que Sera, Sera, Whatever Will Be, that Doris Day classic song that everybody knows, how that shows up throughout the novel in a really effectively creepy way. So I was really curious to know, is this a song you have some kind of personal connection with? Or did you just kind of think, oh, this song really captures the vibe of what I'm trying to get at in this novel?
I think both. That's funny. You're the first person to ask me this question. And I love it because the reason I picked that song is because I have always thought that song was incredibly creepy. And the reason that I think that song is creepy is because we had this, I think she was like a substitute music teacher when I was very young, and I came into my school and had us sing this song. And there was something about her that always felt like she had a very mean streak to her. She's, I think, kind of said a lot of mean things, and we were all just naturally very on edge around her. So for some reason, she really loved this song, and she would have us sing it just like too many times, and we were really fed up of it. And I really, really, really disliked the song. So when it came sort of time to put in a song, I was like, hey, I could use that. And yeah, that's how it made its way in. It was just one of those spur of the moment, like, oh, okay, I need something absolutely creepy that I personally find to be awkward or grating in some way. And that was the song that came into mind.
The future's not ours to see. You grew up in Sri Lanka, went to college in California, you lived in the UK, and now you're back in Sri Lanka. How did your experiences in these different parts of the world inform your writing for My Sweet Girl?
It definitely did give me exposure to, I mean, just different life experiences and different ways of thinking. I think especially my time in the US was really eye-opening because in Sri Lanka, even though, you know, I went to sort of private schools and then to international schools towards the end, the curriculum that we follow in terms of education, in terms of the books we are exposed to, is still very much an echo of the colonial days, right? So we read a lot of classics, we read a lot of British influenced sort of literature. So going to the US was great for me in terms of firstly life experience and in terms of thinking in a different way. It definitely helped me when developing Paloma's character to call on some of the own situations that I faced, you know, as a brown woman navigating these typically white spaces. And there's definitely a bit of a throwback or situations that I've faced in both the US and the UK that have inspired some of the situations that Paloma faces in My Sweet Girl.
One of the great things that I think we're seeing in the publishing world these days is a lot of own voices books coming out, books where we are able to hear from characters whose voices were not traditionally represented in literature. So if it's not too personal, I'm wondering if you can tell us about the experience that you had getting a novel published in your own voice.
It means the world. Let me put it like that. Because, I mean, I grew up in Sri Lanka. This is where I am from. And there haven't been too many writers who have managed to sort of break out and get international book deals. So to be able to do that and to be able to do that writing what I love, which is, you know, suspense and thrillers and mysteries. Like, to be able to do that means so much to me. I've been very, very lucky that I met my agent and then my editor, who have always been open to the ideas that I've, you know, brought forward, who have never tried to censor me or censor my character, especially not censor Paloma, which was such a big deal to me in those early days, especially. So I've been very, very lucky that I've met with a team that really sort of understands my journey and are doing everything that they can to support it. I have heard of many writers facing certain roadblocks along the way. And certainly, I think down the line, you are completely going to meet some situations that make you feel uncomfortable. I'm just very lucky that my absolute core team get me and get what I'm trying to do and, you know, give me their full support.
You're getting a lot of praise already for your book. Early reviews are calling My Sweet Girl witty and thrilling and scary and creepy. And it definitely is all of those things. How do you feel about this kind of buzz about your work?
It's very funny when you tell a thriller writer, you know, things like your book gave me nightmares, and you're like, oh goodness, thank you so much. That is such a huge compliment. So it's always like, oh, you know, your book was so scary. I'm like, no, oh really? That's so kind of you to say. All these compliments, you know, I'm so blown away just by the fact that I'm even here, that I, you know, that people have my book and they're holding it in their hands and they're actually reading it. Just that in itself is absolutely mind-blowing. The praise has been unreal. You know, sometimes like I get the emails and I'm like, is this real life? Like, am I pinching myself? I mean, there have been tears, certainly. There's been screaming and jumping around. And it's all been just, it's been so humbling. Like, I can't believe that this is happening to me. I don't have words, and that's such a bad thing for a writer to say, right? I don't have the words, but I really am just so humbled by everything and so appreciative.
That's Amanda Jayatissa. Her new book is a dark and compelling psychological thriller. It's called My Sweet Girl, available now. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.
Will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be.